Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
I did this transfer me over. My name is Cornell Brown.
It was, what was the first name?
Cornell.
Cornell Brown, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Okay, and would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
Yes. That's not, that was the attorney that transferred me over, right?
No, so that's a transfer agency.
No, so I don't have an attorney.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And were you, were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma after using Roundup?
Yes.
You were, okay. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And did you ever have any type of, like, reoccurrence where it went into remission and then came back?
No.
No, okay. And you said yourself was diagnosed. Do you remember what year you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed 2022, March 15th.
March 15th, 2022. Okay. Yeah. And what was your age at time of diagnosis?
My age is 42.
That was at time of diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then, bear with me. Were you using the product at home or at work or both?
At home.
And were you the one doing the spraying?
Yes.
Okay, so it would have been direct exposure. You personally sprayed. And then what city were you spraying in?
I was in Newark. Newark, New
what
Jersey,
city?
Ma'am.
Norton,
Newark,
New
Jersey.
Jersey.
Yes.
Okay, and were any other family members also diagnosed with it?
No.
No, okay. And this can be just best to your knowledge, but do you know what year you estimately first started using it, started spraying it? Was it when you moved into a home?
February 2010.
And then did you ever stop using it?
Yes.
Okay, what year was that?
March 2022.
Okay. So you used it roughly for 12 years?
Yes.
Okay. And then some of the questions here are a little bit repetitive, so I apologize in advance. But do you think you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
I used it two to four times monthly during the summertime only.
Okay, so is that yes then?
Yes.
Okay. And then the phone you're speaking on, is it a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then next year, I'm going to read through a list of illnesses. Please let me know if you were ever diagnosed with any of these. HIV, AIDS, or organ transplant?
No.
Autoimmune disease or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Hepatitis B or C?
I think B.
B, okay. Rheumatoid arthritis or lupus?
No.
Diabetes?
No.
Any other cancer other than the non-Hodgkin lymphoma that required
That's
chemo?
That's it, ma'am.
That's it, okay.
That's it.
And then any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And then next year, the injured party information. So you said the main injury was non-Hodgkin lymphoma.
Yes.
And then can you spell your first name for me, please?
Corneell.
And then your last name?
Brown.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a suffix like junior, senior, second?
No.
No. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
No.
Okay, and are you currently married?
No.
Okay, and then what's your date of birth?
129.80.
129.1980?
Yes.
Okay, and then your social?
137-720599.
And again, it was 137-720599?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis? Was it from TV, social media?
How did I find about it?
Mm-hmm.
My doctor told me.
Doctor, okay. And do you remember what year that was, roughly?
2022.
Okay. Thank you. And then what is your height and weight?
I'm 5'9", 180.
Okay. And then what is your email address?
I'm Melissason.
Oh,
224.
Can you spell that for me?
Melissason. 224@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. And you said this phone you're speaking on is your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then next here, the Roundup usage information. Do you know how many times, or you already told me this actually, you used it roughly 2 or 4 times per month during the summer months?
Yes.
Okay, so let me do that math real fast. And for summer months, would you say, like, how many months total?
The total months was,
just best to your knowledge.
Let me see. So it had to be, like, 120, 104 months or so, maybe?
Oh, no, I'm saying, like, how many in a year, how many months? So like 3 months, 4 months, 5?
4
months, okay. So I'll do the math here. So if it's 4 times 4, it would be 16 times per year. And then over the course of the 12 years, let me do that math, would be 192 roughly. And then, did you spray Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Before? Yes.
And then, did you use any protective gear while applying it?
No.
No. And then, was it for, like, lawn care and maintenance, the reason why you were applying it?
I was doing my yard, like,
okay.
I owned the house, I was doing the yard.
Mhm. Okay. And as far as the states you used the product in, it was just New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay. And then you already said you were using it at home, so it would have been residential exposure. said you were spraying it yourself personally, so it's direct. And then did you ever get your drinking water from a well?
No, never did that trick.
And then have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And do you remember what type of Roundup was used, concentrated, premix?
Concentrated.
Okay. Do you remember where you were purchasing it, like Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart?
Home Depot.
Do you have any receipts still or proof of purchases, anything like that?
No.
Any old bottles still in your possession?
No, because you know when I got hospitalized, it was my wife had cleaned, not married like that, but she had cleaned that stuff up when we found out that.
Mm-hmm. And then, let's see here. Have you ever been a cigarette smoker?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay, who's your employer?
I work from home.
Work from home. So you're self-employed?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you lose any time from work due to surgery or treatment?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know how many or what dates you were off or how long it was that you took off work?
No, it was not the time that I went for surgery. So it was maybe around the same time, like 2022, around that time.
Okay. For like a couple weeks?
It was for 5 months.
5 months, okay. Okay, have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation?
No.
Have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses like a parking ticket, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes, I've been convicted of a crime.
Okay. What was it?
Receiving stolen property.
Okay, and then next here, the medical information. Do you remember your diagnosing doctor's name?
My name was, Carissa Henson. You heard me?
Yes, like Henson, like H-E-N-S-O-N or E-N?
H-O-N-S-O-N.
S-O-N, okay. And then what hospital or facility?
It was Renaissance.
Middle side?
Trinitas.
Oh, Trinitas. Hospital in what city?
Elizabeth.
New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay. Is it Trinitas Regional Medical Center? Is that the name?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. I forgot to say that. Yeah.
No, it's okay. And then, is it on, excuse me, were you at the Williamson Street? Yes. Location? That's it? Okay.
Yes. It's 225 Williamson Street.
Okay, perfect. Did you have treatments there as well?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I had surgery and chemotherapy and pain medication.
Okay. You said radiation as well?
No.
You
said radiation?
Yeah. It was chemo, surgery, and medication.
Yes, pain medication.
Okay.
Morphine patches.
Mm-hmm.
The morphine patch, that's the pain medication.
Okay. And then did you have treatment in 2022?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
71 Forest Hill Parkway, Apartment 2E, Newark, New Jersey, 07102.
I'm so sorry. What was the apartment number once more?
2E.
Oh, 2E. Okay, so it's
yeah.
71 Forest Hill Parkway, number 2E, Newark, New Jersey, 07104.
07102.
Oh, 102. Jeez.
Yes.
Sorry about that. And then, let's see, next question here. You would have a medical record to indicate the cancer diagnosis and type, at least with a doctor?
Yes.
Okay. And then they do want to know how the... Sorry. They would want to know how the diagnosis impacted your life. Did you have, like, mental stressors, like anxiety, depression, physical, financial,
yes.
Family?
Everything.
All of them? Okay.
Yeah.
And then lastly here, we request an emergency contact just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with the case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yes.
Okay. Do they live with you?
Yes.
Okay. She
was
and
my
then caregiver?
Yes.
Okay. And we have permission to contact if needed?
Yes.
Okay. And then their name?
Medina, M-A-D-I-N-A, Muhammad, I mean H at the end, at the A, H.
Okay.
Muhammad.
And then their phone number?
862-318-2988.
Okay, perfect. And then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold while I prep them up and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.